This book of Genesis, which we are now listening to, particularly this one tradition that's called the Yahwist tradition. And we're beginning now to trace the spread of sin. And it will continue like this until chapter 12, when all mankind will gather together to eliminate any need for God. We'll build a tower as high as the heavens, and then we'll be safe. Come, let us build this tower. And that ultimately brings about the division of the human race. They can't understand one another anymore. Today, we have this text, huh? The man had relations with his wife Eve, and she conceived and bore Cain, saying, now this is the first truth. I have produced a man with the help of the Lord. Animals reproduce. Human beings procreate. And this must be with the work of God. Already you can start to see the preciousness of every human life. Next, she bore his brother Abel. He became a keeper of flocks, and Cain the tiller of the soil. Now, there may be underlying this, you know, some very old stories. This story itself is, we don't know how old it is, but it's written down in this form sometime around the year 1000 B.C., during the reign of probably of David. But it's just an analysis again of sin. Huh? In the course of time, Cain brought an offering to the Lord from the fruit of the soil, while Abel, for his part, brought one of the best firstlings of his flock. Why this hesitation on the part of Cain, who is the firstborn, to just give God any old thing? And Abel brings the best. So the Lord looked with favor on Abel and his offering. But on Cain and his offering, he did not. Cain greatly resented this and was crestfallen. Do you see the analysis of sin? You know, I should be able to do what I want and God should be happy with it. Why should I have to give the best? Why should I be submitted to God? So the Lord warned him. And now you begin to see the depth of the mercy. You know, we've had how many prophets tell us about the mercy of God? Margaret Mary Alacoque, St. Therese, St. Faustina, the messages from Anne, the mercy of God. He starts to talk to Cain. Why are you so resentful and crestfallen? And this is an interesting translation. If you do well, you can hold up your head. This is God instructing us. Huh? But if not, sin, and they slip in this word, is a demon. It's not in the text, but it's implied. Lurking at the door. Do you understand, Cain? Sin is always right there. This is not the world I created. This is the world that you made. Sin is right there. Lurking at the door. Its urge is towards you. Yet, you can be his master. Now we come to this analysis of murder. See, we live in the culture of death, right? Here it is. Death is the solution to every problem. Rather than change, I'll kill Abel. Then he's only got me to be pleased with. And there's a confusion in the text. Cain said to his brother Abel, And then there's a blank in the Hebrew text, and this fills in from another text. When they were in the field, Cain attacked his brother and killed him. Death is the solution to every problem. A woman's pregnant, she doesn't want the pregnancy, one reason or another, kill it. Death is the solution to every problem. I've got Alzheimer's, well, kill those embryos over there and figure it out how you're going to fix me. I'm God. I should live and they should die. You see how powerful the Word of God is? But now look at the mercy of God. So the Lord asked Cain, where's your brother Abel? God doesn't know? Of course he knows. Suppose Cain had just fell on his knees and said, oh God, I killed him. Have mercy on me. He didn't. He said, am I my brother's keeper? And the Lord said, what have you done? Listen. Listen. Your brother's blood cries out from me, from the soil. Listen. You can hear it. Therefore you shall be banned from the soil. You make your life from the soil. And the word here, earth, soil, okay. That opened its mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand. This is one murder. When the Lord says that this is the age of disobedience, there's never been an age like it. Think of the warehouses full of frozen potential human beings. Warehouses full of them, not just Abel. If you till the soil, it shall no longer give you its produce. You shall become a restless wanderer on the earth. Serves him right. But listen, Cain said to the Lord, my punishment is too great to bear. Since you've now banished me from the soil, and I must avoid your presence, God never said that. God never said, because you're a murderer, you cannot come back into my presence. The whole sacrificial system of the temple, before the temple, was to give the people a place where they could, at the level that they could understand, be allowed back to be with God's people. That's forgiveness, is to join God's people again in worship. And so, I'll become a restless wanderer on the earth, and anyone may kill me at sight. See, I'm all alone. There are no cops in these days, remember. Not so, the Lord said to him. If anyone kills Cain, Cain shall be avenged sevenfold. I'll see to it. I am your God. I am still your father. So the Lord put a mark on Cain. This comes down in literature as this curse. This is the opposite. Put a mark on Cain, lest anyone should kill him. Here's God protecting the murderer. Giving us an example of mercy. Of mercy. Adam again had relations with his wife, and she gave birth to a son whom she called Seth, from another Hebrew word. God has granted me more offspring in place of Abel, she said, because Cain slew him. Now just look at the mercy of God working through this human viciousness, forgiving, protecting, not telling us, if he's done wrong, you have the right to do what you want with him. You don't have the right to do that. I do. Now, when you see the weight of guilt in this world and sin, every problem is solved by death. That's why we're the culture of death. And it gets to be so cheap. Life, two little boys, one will kill the other in a fight over basketball shoes. Or they'll drive down the street and just shoot. What's happened? See, no sense that we belong to each other. And as this gets worse, we get harder and harder and more tortured. Because this does not come out of our conscience. It stays there. Only God can lift it. Only God can forgive. You know how important that is. When Jesus forgives that paralytic, they say, who can forgive sins but God? They're absolutely right. The mercy of God is an abyss. And it's finally that which overcomes our evil. When Jesus, the God himself, dies for our sins. Cain introduced death into the world through murder. And Jesus took it and transformed it so that it's a source of life. So we have to pray. We have to act. People simply have to see Christ in us. Do you know how tortured they are? Do you know what it's like to be in that kind of sin day after day after day and be tortured by the demons, be tortured by your own conscience and looking for more and more places to get rid of it? Alcohol, sex, trips, whatever, you know, money, whatever. And the only solution is the mercy of God.